like four arrows straightened through. The sparrow warriors shot down the stairs and over the top of the barricade to land safely among their red wall friends. A lively volley of sling stones discouraged any pursuit by Ironbeak's fighters. All the abbey creatures gathered in Cavern Hall to hear the report of the four survivors, who were all that was left of Queen Warbeak's brave little army. They told of the long days searching fruitlessly down false trails through the thicknesses of mossflower country in the far south, of hawk attacks and uneasy nights spent in strange trees, of all their adventures, right to the time they found Matthias and his friends in dire peril. There followed a harrowing tale of the hard-won battle, culminating in the death of Queen Warbeak and nearly all her command. Many Redwallers wept unashamedly, for Warbeak and her warriors were great friends and true Redwallers. There was heartfelt relief, and the sadness gave way to cheers at the news that Matthias, Basil and Jess, together with old shrew comrades and some new companions, were alive and well, still hot on the trail of the evil one and his band who had kidnapped the young ones from the abbey. The abbot ordered food to be brought for the weary sparrows, who had flown night and day to be back at Redwall. Then he informed them of developments since they had left, the arrival of General Ironbeak, and the slaying of the old sparrow folk and the nestlings by the ruthless invaders. One of the sparrows related what they had heard outside the infirmary door. Cornflower clapped their paws together.
I knew it. I was right. Martin the warrior is watching over us. Oh, I'm so glad I thought up a little plan earlier on. This makes it so much better, knowing that those villainous birds are uneasy about the warrior's spirit protecting our abbey. Now I think my scheme will really work.
I think you should tell us what this plan is before you decide to go off doing things by yourself, young mouse.
The abbot said firmly. Cornflower explained. Mangus perched in the galleries with Ironbeak. Both birds were watching the floor of Great Hall below.
General, do you think those sparrows heard us talking?
Mangus wondered.
Ah! Who cares about a few sparrows? You see, Mangus, you're worrying about stupid things. It is as I said, you're becoming wary of your own wing shadow now. Leave me alone, since it is I who now has to do all the thinking. You must not bother me with talk of sparrows and armoured mice.
So be it, Lord.
Mangus flapped off to the dormitories in a sulk. Ambrose Spike and Brother Dan selected the long battle stave and set about carving it with their woodworking tools. As he worked, the hedgehog muttered,
A sword like the great sword of Martin that Matthias carries. I wish I had it here as a model. Still, I can remember fairly well what it looks like.
I can recall the exact details of our warrior's sword, fortunately.
Brother Dan sniffed. Ambrose sniffed back at him.
See that barrel of October ale yonder? I've got to remember to tap it before autumn. See those barrels of cider? I've got to remember to add honey to them in a day or so, or they'll go bitter. Now, that big barrel of strawberry cordial, well, I've got to remember to strain it off into jugs for the evening meal tonight, so that it'll be cold and clear. So you carry on recalling what you like about the warrior's sword, Dan. I've got enough to remember, thank you.
Evening was falling with a glorious red sunset as Cornflower and Sister May, accompanied by several moles, slipped from the tunnel exit into the gatehouse cottage. Barring the door, four moles checked at the windows to make sure that they had not been seen.
Nary a sign of bird bags, missus. We be safe enough.
Cornflower went into the bedroom and opened the chest where Matthias kept his warrior's garb.
See, it's all here, Sister May, the armour and everything. All my Matthias took was his sword. He likes to travel light.
Sister May helped Cornflower to unpack the helmet and greaves. Laying the burnished breastplate upon the bed, she eyed it doubtfully.
Deary me, it's all very heavy. Are you sure you'll manage to walk with it on?
Cornflower shrugged.
I won't know until I try, but I'm fairly strong. Give me a paw with this shoulder plate, will you?
Shortly afterwards, she clanked out into the living room, fully armoured. Formal shook his head admiringly.
Brr, you'm looking a sight all right, missus. I never seen aught like that. Struth! But for your face, I'd say 'twas Marthin, a come back again.
Sister May emerged, carrying a piece of filmy gauze.
Not a worry, Mr. Formole. I'll make a face mask, and in the dark she'll seem quite pale and ghostly. I must say, Cornflower, all that bulky armour makes you look quite large and impressive.
Cornflower clanked about, gazing down at the gleaming metal.
Let's hope it fools the birds tonight.
This ends Disc 8.